Ed Dames had been one of General Stubblebine's personal recruits. When the general took command of the secret psychic unit in 1981, he allowed a bunch of fellow enthusiasts from within the military to join the program. The U.S. government's psychic research had, until that time, basically centered on three men: an ex-policeman and building contractor called Pat Price, and two soldiers, Ingo Swan and Joe McMoneagle. These three were regarded by all but the most hardened skeptics to have some kind of unusual gift. Joe McMoneagle's gift apparently manifested itself after he fell out of a helicopter in Vietnam. But General Stubblebine passionately believed the 1st Earth Battalion doctrine that every human being alive was capable of performing supernatural miracles, and so he opened the doors of the secret unit wide, and Ed Dames was one of his people. As a child, Ed Dames had been a great fan of Bigfoot, UFOs, and sci-fi shows. He had heard rumors about the unit while he was stationed, conventionally, up the road from the psychic spies at Fort Meade, and so he petitioned General Stubblebine to let him in. Perhaps this is why the general remains so angry with Ed Dames, 9 years after Prudence watched him reveal the secrets of the unit on TV that night. Maybe he feels partly responsible for the terrible things, involving Prudence, that happened next. In 1995, Ed suddenly and repeatedly spilled the beans in a big way. He took to appearing on TV shows and radio shows. He didn't mention the goat staring, nor the wall walking, nor the 1st Earth Battalion, but he spoke with relish about the secret psychic unit. But it was the Art Bell show that really turned Ed into a superstar. Art Bell broadcasts from the very small desert town of Pahrump, Nevada. Pahrump seldom hits the news, although it did once make the headlines for having America's highest suicide rate per capita. 19 of Pahrump's 30,000 townspeople are inclined to kill themselves each year. Pahrump is also home to the world's most famous brothel, the Chicken Ranch, a few dusty streets away from which lies Art Bell's house. This is blue and sprawling and fenced off and surrounded by aerials. Art Bell may be situated in the middle of nowhere, and his show may go out in the dead of night, but he is syndicated across more than 500 AM stations to an audience of something like 18 million Americans.